We are so glad you're joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We want you to connect with us online. We want to hear from you. Check in with us at Twitter, at E Radio Sports. And remember, twice is always nice. You can go back and listen to the entirety of this interview with Texas A&M great R.C. Slocum at yahoosportsradio.com/podcast. Well, another big test for the Aggies will be on the road. We're talking about in Starkville. They will face the Mississippi State Bulldogs. And this is a team, R.C., that no doubt can be dangerous and cannot be overlooked. I mean, they will, but you talk about being jacked up, but they will be jacked up and ready to play after a week off in that bye.
This team is the real deal. I've seen them a couple of times this year, saw them against LSU, and they are a talented team. I've talked to some SEC coaches, former SEC coaches in our Legends coaches poll deal, and they're some pretty astute guys that think this might be the best defensive team in the SEC. And you take that with the fact that they've got one of the better quarterbacks in the SEC and they've got the ability to run the football. This will be a really tough game for us, playing on the road over there against another big physical team. And this will be a better defensive team than what we saw this past week.
What's the atmosphere like there in Starkville?
Oh, it'll be a great atmosphere. You know, they'll have the cowbells going or whatever. You know. It'll be every one of these places. You know, it's really fun because football means a lot in this league, and that's an understatement. You know, people get jacked up, whether it's at South Carolina or in Baton Rouge or Tuscaloosa, Auburn, wherever you go, Fayetteville. Football is a big deal, and their fans show up. You don't have to worry that they'll have a crowd there, and it'll be very loud and very intimidating. And I think Kevin Sumlin's record right now. I'm just roughing this, but it's something like 12-2 or 13-2 or something like it. His road record. So he's whatever he's doing. I hope he keeps doing it. He's done a great job of getting our team ready to go into these hostile environments and to keep their poise and to go out and play and have fun playing. And he's done a great job. Best job I've seen in a long time anyone do of getting a team ready to go into as tough of environments. I was over at Alabama a couple years ago. And it doesn't get any tough. We're playing the number one team in college football at a historical place, and the stadium was packed, and it couldn't get any more intimidating than it was. And we take the opening drive and go right down the field and score. And I saw that at South Carolina, and I'd love to see that at Mississippi State this week.
Well, talk to me about the Bulldogs. I mean, what concerns you the most about them? The fact that, you know, of course, they had that big win against LSU on the road, which ended that 14-game series losing streak against the Tigers. But they certainly have shown that they can cover the spread.
I think they've got a little roll going right now. They'll have some confidence after going into Baton Rouge and upsetting LSU. They're playing at home. This will be probably one of the better atmospheres they've had in a while because there are a lot of expectations for this team, a lot of positive vibes, and they're talented. They're legitimate. Like I say, the defensive side of the ball, they will give us. They'll be the best defense that we've played so far this year that we've faced. And on the other side, their offense is very capable of scoring and will present problems for our defense because their capability of running the football and the passing game, the play action passes off that. So they'll present. This will be an all day sucker for us. You know, it'll be a chore to get this one done.
R.C., weigh in on this. I mean, does a game like this come down to quarterback play? I mean, because I understand the Bulldogs, they perhaps would have the most experienced signal caller. I mean, it's going to be really important for Kenny to stay mentally focused from start to finish.
You know, I would say going in, obviously, you're going to have points to win this game. This is not going to be a 10-7, 14-7, whatever. This will be a game where both teams, there will be a premium on when you have the ball. We've got to get some points because I've got so much respect for their offense that I know they will score. And so that turnaround, that puts a premium on our offense. And it's really interesting. If you look at the SEC, a league that has forever been known for defense, and now you see these games are there's a lot of points being scored, and I think that's more a credit to the offenses than it is a negative for the defenses. I think the style of play, the spread, wide open offenses, and it's not all spread and passing. There's some running going on too out of that spread, because you're making defenses defend the entire football field. Whether it's the run or pass play, you're still they've got you strung from sideline to sideline, and they're running deep routes, and they're running play action passes, and they're running the ball right at you, and so it's all of a sudden become an offensive league, but still they're great players on defense, if that makes sense. I mean, I'm not
right.
saying
mm-hmm.
there aren't good defenses in the league. I think mm-hmm. there are good defenses, but I think the offensive styles have changed the nature of the landscape of college football across the country, but especially in the SEC.
Okay, we only got a couple more minutes with R.C. Slocum tonight at YSR, the Big East Sports Show. So let's do some hypotheticals. If the Aggies, they survive the month of October, they're, like we were talking about, Saturday at Mississippi State, then they face Ole Miss. The big game, you got to circle the calendar, at Alabama. In my mind, they will deserve to be in that top four discussion, correct?
If anyone in the SEC, the SEC West, if anyone goes through unscathed, they'll be a shoe-in for the Final Four. But that's probably unlikely. Most of the people that I talk to say, you worry about the SEC knocking, just beating each other up, because every weekend, this game against Mississippi State, then the following week, Ole Miss is. It's as good as anybody in there, and it just every week it's going to be that way. So who knows? I mean, it's going to be an exciting deal, and it's totally different than someone that's in the league where they say, well, maybe we're better than everybody in the league except maybe one other team. We'll have to beat them. This league, there's no clear favorite in the SEC, particularly the West Division. I don't know who the favorite would be right now to win it. But the encouraging thing, if I had to pick one and bet on mm-hmm. somebody, I'd pick the Aggies. I've talked to our coaches and said, if we're in a horse race right now, it looks like there are a bunch of good horses in the race. But if I've got to pick one, I'd pick ours.
Outstanding. R.C. Slocum has been with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. Always a pleasure to catch up. And we look forward to talking to you perhaps in the month of November as well, okay?
All right, thanks a lot.
Thanks so much, Coach. Much more straight ahead tonight at YSR, the Big East Sports Show. You join us online at yahoosportsradio.com and Twitter @eradiosports. We will be right back.